This is London. Hello, Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Is your internet still doing its thing?
Oh, yeah. Of course it is.
Oh, excuse me.
How bad is it? Do I need to close my window? It's like there's actual sunlight outside. So
I just said I've never seen you in sunlight, Kelly.
Yes, you have. I posted a picture the other day of portrait of a nerd in direct sunlight. Yeah. So it's happened.
He's not alive.
You just have your glowy vampire skin on.
That's all it is. Yeah, I can close my blind a little bit if you need me to.
Blah.
You look like the one out of Breaking Dawn.
No,
as long as it's not Breaking Bad, she's fine.
I'm joking.
What's the
delay? I have many things, but a sparkly twink vampire is not one of them. Remember when the problem was they were good looking? What were they thinking making Brad Pitt a vampire? Remember when that was the vampire tragedy?
Oh, that was a brilliant movie.
Honestly.
Interview with the Vampire is the best vampire movie.
I sat back down, but I looked up at the live stream and I'm gone. And I'm like, wait, no, I'm right here. Okay.
No, because you're a vampire, so you can't see your own reflection.
I'm not reflecting.
That's what it is.
I nailed it right there. Lost Boys, Lost Boys was the best vampire film ever, says Batwitch. And I have to agree, it was a very good film.
I agree.
I'm not saying best ever, but it was a very good one.
No, it's better than all that crap we've gotten lately.
I've seen episode 2, Batwitch, you're not missing it. I cannot get enough John Mayer at the moment. I have to say. I am switching on iTunes and I'm sitting thinking, what do I want to listen to? And I've got two studio monitors up here off the Mac Pro. And I'm looking through iTunes and I'm thinking, I want some John Mayer. And I'm playing John Mayer like you wouldn't believe during the day with the volume up.
You and Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I'm just in a John Mayer kind of. Jeffrey changed.
Oh, so you fix our framing. So every time I move my laptop, it's screwing you up.
No, you're fine. Dude, Jeff, you're like a fucking Beyonce concert.
That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
There's so many changes, dude. I went and saw Whitney Houston, right, at the NEC. And I can talk like this because she's dead now. But she had 5 costume changes in a show that lasted 75 minutes. And in that, 2 of her backing singers sang their own songs on the stage. And there was a black girl who came forward and she stood in the middle of the stage and started singing Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven.
Oh, wow.
And it was like an out-of-body experience. I was kind of like, there's a black woman singing an Eric Clapton song in front of me. There was nothing wrong with it. She was brilliant, fantastic singer. But it was kind of like, that's not what I expected.
Yeah, but Eric Clapton's made a career out of singing black people's music.
That's a good point.
That's true.
I thought you were going to tell me then that Eric Clapton was a black woman. Not been looking.
Last Eric Clapton concert we went to, I fell asleep, so I don't go anymore.
I found it. And Whitney Houston, and she was the most expensive concert that year at the NEC, and she gave the worst performance. She was out of it. She was absolutely out of it. No question.
So, yes, my costume change was necessitated by the fact that I had to go outside and it's cold and blustery and the snow and wind are blowing. And yeah, and I'm going to stick to that story.
What's wrong with Jeff's head? Jeff,
come on out.
What's wrong with my head?
It's on Ewan's end. I don't think it's on your end. Like smack in the middle of your head, there's like a green bit.
Ooh, is that the world's smallest camera behind your head?
we did that earlier today.
Batwinch wasn't in the chat room this morning, I think, maybe. That is a 1DS Mark II. When Canon sold 30 million Canons, I bought about half of those. And they sent me one. And the it's a little tiny thing. That the focus ring moves. And there you go. Detachable bayonet fitting.
So the lens is worth more than the camera.
That lens is, 600
f4. Yeah, not bad, eh?
Beautiful lens. Used it myself. Borrowed it.
I'd have to go buy a Canon if I was going to use it.
I think we had one of those at Nick, and I got to use it for a little bit.
Yeah, 10K's worth of lens. It's not a toy bat winch. Actually, that's been here in my office for 10 years, maybe, since they sent it me. But it's been behind the screen here, so on the shelf. But I thought, here's a chance. Look, I've got organised. I've got drawers. The office is tidy for the first time in 8 years.
Ooh, I should take the blankets unlike off the couch behind me then.
Disaster right now.
It's highly likely that Virgin Media will crap out during the course of this show, so please do not bear any mind to that and just remember what you were saying and we'll start all over again. How much younger will Chris Lowe be dressing for his age?
What?
Ewan has drawers and Jeff.
No, I'm off
pants.
To see the Pet Shop Boys tonight in concert here in town, and I'm so excited.
I would be too. They were brilliant.
Oh my God.
Brilliant.
Still brilliant. Yes.
Sorry, are they the same Pet Shop Boys that I remember, or are they a different Pet Shop Boys?
No, it's the same ones.
East End Boys and West End Girls, that lot.
That lot.
Them. Yeah.
Okay.
The most successful duo in British pop music history.
What about Yazoo?
She had nicer hair.
What about Erasure?
I don't know about their hair.
They're not as successful in the UK, from what I understand. That's all. Not that I don't love them. Seen them too.
I think you might be right there, Kelly. Just
breaking news. Kelly is really a gay man.
Well, you were talking about the closet earlier after I talked about the gay sex thing.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, when
that
I said
wasn't me.
No, when I was talking about NAS drives and saying it was like college girls, and you then moved on to the closet. You talked about something being in the closet. I presumed it was your NAS drive, but
yeah, we were talking about Batwench and Princess Bagel snogging. It had nothing to do with me.
Really?
She doesn't recommend it because apparently Princess Bagel thinks there has to be a winner.
Really?
And as soon as I heard that, I was like, I'm in.
There's tickets. It's
wardrobe. It's all about the wardrobe. So let me.
If it's Tyson versus Holyfield, I want a ticket.
Yeah. Speaking of concerts, in 2000, like at the peak of popularity, I went and saw Ricky Martin in concert. And this was still back when there were still rumors that like it wasn't a done deal that everybody knew.
Oh, he's done the deal, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, point is, at that point, people were still like, is he or isn't he? And so I went to the show with my best friend and we were there and he was 15 minutes late. There were 6 costume changes.
Oh.
And at the beginning, he danced on a Cadillac. Like, if that's not broadcasting it from the rooftops, I don't know what is.
Being late, that's a feminine trait. Costume changes, that's a feminine trait. Dancing on Cadillacs, though, no. You've got me there. Is that a thing that women do?
He danced in public. I mean, let's give him that.
Okay.
And they wore leather pants.
Batwinch says it depends on the style of the dancing on the Cadillac. Good point.
Yeah. She wouldn't admit to it. You wouldn't believe the concerts I admit to going to, Batwinch. My dad took me to see Motley Crue. Let's start there.
The Motley Crue, great. It's just music.
Not anymore.
It's not a statement anymore. Awesome. It's not a statement when you're 17, Kelly, but it's not a statement when...
Kelly still is 17.
Oh, okay.
When you go with your dad, that's a little different.
Batwinch has typed nout wrong with Motley Crue. But the fact that she typed the word nout in front of that says that there is something wrong with that statement.
I just assumed that was Welsh.
I've seen Depeche Mode a number of times, actually. I love Depeche Mode. That's actually how Mr. Kelly and I... Yeah, where'd you lose me?
Oh, are you talking about the internet connection issue or me?
No, the internet. Where did I stop?
Oh, that was a joke, Kelly. That was a joke, by the way.
I know.
I need to put a smiley face on every time I talk. Where's Adam? Adam's gone. Kelly went off on one. I really enjoyed that show. That was good. Does Jeff use the restrooms of the local mall while he's doing his podcasts?
No, because there actually is no mall.
So you can pee in your toilet. You were just winding us up.
No, I go to Safeway or Starbucks. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
He's barely in civilization, folks. Come on.
Yeah. This is why I have a beard now.
Yeah.
That's huge planning.
You have no idea.
Number one, diarrhea.
That's a serious issue. Yeah.
That's just outside
Beirut, so curry's been off the menu for a while then. Chilies. No chilies.
Yeah. Well, luckily, neither are options in Estes Park. So, yeah.
You are now, in the woods, though, right? I mean, so in an extreme emergency, there is that option.
There is that option. I do pee outside. I'm not kidding. I go out.
So you should. I'd pee outside.
And there are porta potties that the city has set up out like at intersections throughout neighborhoods. So there are porta potties that we can go use as well.
Which of those are nice.
Yeah.
With everybody using them.
Batwench is what do you do in the middle of the night? Well, I'm guessing she's worked out you're a middle-aged man the same as the rest of us, apart from Kelly, who's only suspected to be a middle-aged man based on what she said earlier. But it comes with the territory.
Middle age, don't enter into it.
Yeah, I go out and pee in the yard in the middle of the night.
Good man.
Yeah.
Are you not afraid of the wildlife grabbing you?
No, of course not.
Okay. Well, you mean the middle of a built-up area.
I can hold my own. Actually, the only things that I get worried about are the badgers, because
Jeff's going on about, you know, making out that he lives in a remote area. He probably lives in a project. And he stood there peeing next to the local meth lab. And there's 500 people watching him with the lights on going, turn it down.
Oh, I thought you were making a Breaking Bad joke. Because
I was.
You said badger. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, because if it's not badger,
I don't know exactly where you live, Jeff.
Oh, I live in the middle.
I was reading earlier that they reckon they've found DNA evidence for Bigfoot. And I'm not sure where you live, but maybe you better be careful when you go out into the woods.
I may end up with a date I hadn't planned on.
Jeff's not wearing any pants, though, so Bigfoot might run in the opposite direction.
Jeff, the recommendation to order up on Amazon a portable, what's called a luggable loo, in which case he could literally shit in a bucket.
Is that what's behind you? I thought that was a product tent, Adam. Is that what you have behind you?
No.
Is that in case you're getting taken short?
This is a real product. I have one for camping.
I thought you were like my ex-next-door neighbor. My next-door neighbor used to work at home occasionally, and he was married for about a year. He was a bachelor, lived on his own. Then he decided he was going to get married. He married this lady named and after 6 months, he locked himself in the front room, and he wouldn't come out until she left. He was that upset with living with her. And he had a porta thing in the porta loo in the corner of the front room. Chemical toilet, he used to take it out and empty it, because he wouldn't come out. He wouldn't do the door until she left.
Wow.
Forget talking through your problems.
There, for the grace of God, go all of us, eh?
Oh, man.
The DNA thing, Alex, thanks for the link. I'm scanning the article. Does it? I'm not seeing where it says they found this DNA.
Bigfoot's my neck of the woods. Do they have it there?
Okay, what it was is, this isn't the original article I found. I couldn't quickly find the original article, so I thought what I'll do is I'll grab it and then I'll send it to you. So let's have a look. There's one, just type in Bigfoot. It's all over the news. But I'm not sure I believe in it myself. But there's some scientists saying they've actually found some DNA out there that doesn't match anything that they know of.
Dr. Melba Ketchum. That's a fucking made-up name if you ever heard one.
Well, like I say, this isn't the original story I read it from. I may have read it on the BBC.
Mustafa Leek and Melba Ketchum said, a qualified vet. They stressed it was a serious study.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, mate. What if Big...
I was going to bring that up as my pick for
you
the...
You should have done.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a slight...
I'm not sure how it's sec-related, apart from the DNA bit, but...
Well, there you go. A tenuous link at best, but there you go.
The findings revealed in Texas by the Sasquatch Genome Project.
Oh, my God. Sasquatch Genome Project.
They get... Where
is this graphic? No, that's a hairball.
Where the fuck do they get funding?
They realize
if they can prove the Higgs boson, they can prove anything.
That's buffalo hair. Someone's gone out to Wyoming.
Goes around the outside.
Whoops. Someone's got buffalo hair from Wyoming and planted it in the middle of a forest in Denver.
It's really just Peter Mayhew stuck on a layover.
Well, from what I hear, there's a lot going on in the forest in Denver at the moment.
During the Sasquatch Genome Project's announcement, the scientists published Bigfoot footage from a similar team, the Ericsson Project.
That's Sony again.
It just makes me happy that I'm not the only one making Peter Mayhew jokes. That pleases me greatly.
Definitive evidence from the exclusive, the elusive Sasquatch. How definitive, Kelly, would that be?
Semi-definitive.
Semi-definitive.
Well, at least it wasn't in Ripley's.
How the legend evolved. Yes. That's the best bit of this. In 1924, prospector Albert Osman was kidnapped by Yetis in British Columbia. Miner Fred Beck was attacked by a rock-throwing ape men in Washington. Jenny Chapman flees a 7'6" Sasquatch in British Columbia again.
Yeah, see, this is up my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
That's where this is happening.
See, I'd like to point out.
Does that mean that the Sasquatch has got a passport?
Can't actually kidnap you because kidnapping requires motive.
Kelly, do you know intent. Where your husband is right now?
How tall is he?
He's not napping in the woods.
If he's running around with a big gorilla suit on.
Or how hairy is Mr. Kelly?
Not that hairy.
What the thing that would really floor this story is that you find out at the end of it when they actually catch Sasquatch that he's got a passport and he's been going through fucking Homeland Security every time between
he's
British
the
Columbia
reason they
and,
see that tunnel
and Portland.
Every once in a while, yeah. There's a tunnel.
That's awesome.
Jerry Crew produces a cast of footprints found in California. So he was there for his summer holidays. The cast is, in fact, of prints made by a 16-inch wooden foot. And 1967, Roger Patterson and Robert Gimlin produced footage of Yeti, which is later revealed to be a man in a suit. So here we go. Hands up. Is Sasquatch real? Yay or nay? Foxy?
I so want it to be, but of course it's not.
Really?
Yeah,
I'd have had you down as a conspiracy theorist. I thought you'd have said yes.
It's America. I mean, I know weird things go on in America, but they tend to do that on television screens.
Jeff,
and anyway, if he was real,
I was
going to say, if he was real, he'd have his own network show by now.
Yeah, he wouldn't have missed out on the sponsorship, would he? He'd have figured it out.
Yeah.
Jeff, yes or no?
Oh, totally no. No.
I had money on you being not being the sensible one.
You know, I spend so much time in the mountains and I know what to look for when I'm looking for wildlife. You'd think after all these years I would have seen something.
So Jeff, now this is not a Sasquatch question. Have you ever been out in the woods and shit yourself?
No.
Really?
Not.
There's nothing out there that's scared the poop out of your pants.
Oh, I've been pretty scared a few times.
Go on.
But not to the point where I lose bodily control.
Have you been close, though?
No.
Okay. So what's the scariest thing that's ever happened? Out of the projects.
Out of the projects. There's so many things to choose from. Let's go with something recent.
Okay.
How about when I fell off the waterfall? That was scary because you have the whole drop all the way to the rocks below and it's like, I'm fucked. But I got up and walked away. So it was scary on the way down and all the way up until the point where I was pretty sure I hadn't broken any bones.
You hit the water, I take it?
No, I went, no.
Okay, so
rocks.
When you say waterfall, how big are we talking? Was it slide down like an escarpment-y type slate thing or was it a plummet to the base?
It was a plummet, and I had to. You climb up the side; it's a rock face. You climb up the side, and then you're above timberline, and you could go up to this really neat alpine lake. And so, on the climb back down, I had just gone right over the edge to start the climb down, and a rock. I know this route, so I know where to put my feet. And the rock that is usually there, it was there only for the beginning, and then it was gone. And when it slid off, I went with it.
And what was the fall? What was the length of the fall?
I'm going to say it was probably about 20 feet.
Jesus, that's death.
Yeah,
So I did not lose bodily control. I did not break any bones, but for the drop, it was pretty scary on the way down.
Sure. Chat rooms reckoning that the sighting of the California Sasquatch was Carl Madden on holiday.
Oh, totally possible.
Totally possible.
Yeah, I can
so
do that.
Have you ever had an animal holy shit moment? Big bear or
no? I've had bears track me, and like for miles, and I knew they were there. And I've had a.
Is that practicing their James Bond spy technique or something? Is it?
I think they're NSA bears.
They're NSA bears.
Highly trained special forces.
Yeah, the worst that I've had, really, the most aggressive animal was a deer, and deer tend to be pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
And with their hooves, I mean, those can be really sharp, and they can really hurt you bad. And I did have one try and come into a tent because it thought I had food. Never put food in your tent. And so I was actually on my back kicking at the deer's face to try and get it back out of the tent, which eventually I did. And that was an adventure.
Dude, I'm sitting here thinking that not having a toilet's a big deal for you, and you're fucking Bear Grylls.
Not having a toilet is kind of a big thing.
Jeez.
You get used to indoor plumbing.
No, do you eat snake for Sunday lunch and stuff?
No.
Here's one I caught earlier.
I could totally do that. I could go to the store somewhere and buy snake and tell people I caught it myself.
Wow.
Or I could serve people chicken. Tell them it's snake, and when they say it tastes like chicken, I'll go, of course it does.
Everything tastes like chicken or pork.
Yeah. Except for turkey. That doesn't taste like chicken.
Unless you're Dexter, and then everything tastes like pork.
Yeah, apparently human flesh does taste like pork, doesn't it?
Allegedly. Have you seen Hannibal?
No. Is it any good?
I just finished catching up on the series. It's brilliant.
Okay.
It is brilliant.
You love your gore, don't you?
I'm not a super gore person. But I have to say, Hannibal was great. And the reason is that it's good is you know that Hannibal's killing everyone and fucking eating them.
Mm-hmm.
So when he serves dinner, there's no one says, this is dead human. There's no connection whatsoever in any of the footage. And I've gone back and looked at a couple of episodes and I thought, well, is there any suggestion here that he's killing up a human lung as opposed to an animal lung? To make sweetbreads out of it. And there's no connection whatsoever. It's just the supposition of this one guy. And but you know it's him. And the sausages he makes and the meals he makes just look to die for. And I said to the wife, have you ever thought about eating offal? And she said, oh, no, I couldn't. I said, I've been watching Hannibal. There looks like there's some really good recipes out there for offal. I'm going to give it a go. I'm not going to go out and kill people. I'm going to go down to the butchers and say, have you got any offal? But... that's what he serves up. And he serves these little tiny
sauces. It's weird, isn't it?
That are made out of gut and beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, around nowadays, I mean, we've got a few local butchers, but if you go to a superstore, you can't actually buy anything with it there anymore. It's all been gutted and taken away. I mean, my local butcher, when you buy a proper chicken, it's all in a bag inside the chicken. It's all been done, but it's there for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of chickens you can't buy with giblets now.
No, but I mean, I buy it because I make soup out of the bits I don't tell the kids about.
I'm not going to give anything away about Breaking Bad, but there's a bit where someone...
You've never seen it, I don't want
to... No, but there's a bit where someone buys some brains to do something with them to make a special effect. And when I saw that sequence, I thought to myself, I can't think where I'd buy some brains. I have no clue where to go and buy some brains. I could go over to the butchers and ask them if they could get them, and they'd probably go, I'll have a look in the market tomorrow for you, maybe, or I'll have a look market next week. But there's no way you could go and buy some brains that day.
Well, it probably is around here. But, you know, like I say, there's old-time butchers. But there's certain bits you're not allowed because of the It's the one with the cow, whatever, foot and mouth. You still can't buy any part that's still got any...
yeah, you can't buy brain. Spinal cord. Yeah, you can't buy brain and spinal cord still. Oxtail soup was off limits for a long time.
That's got to be difficult for people that are tanning their own leather. Because if you're doing it naturally, brains are a critical part of the process.
Mm. Most smelly process in the history of the universe, isn't it?
Yeah. Hannibal can get creepy, says Bookery. That's kind of the point with cannibalism, I think. You don't want it to be kind of Santa on Sunday, do you?
It brings a whole new meaning to inviting people around for dinner.
Now I need to go get some lunch.
Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
Sorry to put you on.
Yay.